This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, can I have Hi, madam. This is Fiona Williams. Thanks for getting connected with eBay. How are you doing today?
Fine. I haven't purchased anything on eBay.
But let me tell you, madam, that you haven't made any purchase from the eBay, right? But let me tell you, there has been an order place of a gift card which is $299 from the eBay.
Yes.
Okay.
And
then we check.
Anything.
Yes, you haven't made that purchase, right? But when
right.
we check, we found the order which has been placed. The billing address is provided over there, Mountain View, California. So do you know any person from Mountain View, California, madam?
No.
Okay. That means, madam, they are the fraudulent peoples, those who have been trying to place this order of a gift card without your knowledge and a permission, right? So as this is the fraudulent purchase, so what we are going to do, we are just going to help you to get the blocking ID so you can go ahead and block that eBay account which has been generated yesterday and the purchase which has been tried to made yesterday around 7 to 8 p.m., you can cancel it from your end, right?
Correct, yeah.
So first of all, madam, the self, did you understand that why you got connected with eBay, right?
Yeah, someone's connected with eBay.
Someone has been trying to misuse your information and generated an fraudulent eBay account, right?
Yes.
And through that, the purchase. Yeah. Now, madam, I'm going to help you to get the blocking ID and the cancellation form. So could you just tell me the cell phone which is speaking with me, which is 043579012, is it an Android cell phone or is it an Apple cell phone?
It's Apple.
Okay, and you are using a Telstra lines and network or you are using any other connection?
Telstra.
Okay, so do one thing, madam, put me on the loudspeaker from your cell phone.
You are on loudspeaker.
Now you need to press your home button and come back to your home screen where you can see your regular icons and a wallpaper.
Yeah, okay.
Now, over there will be an application called App Store. App Store.
Yep.
You need to open that application, App Store.
Okay. Yep.
Now, over there, can you see on the extreme bottom, can you see a magnifying glass which says search?
Yeah, I've got that up.
Yes, over there you need to type Z as in zebra, Z as in Zulu, then O as in Oscar. Hello?
Yeah, okay.
Then H as in Harry.
Yeah.
Then O as in Oscar once again. Then give a space, then type assist. A-S-S-I-S-T, assist.
Yeah.
Then give a space, then type customer. C-U-S-T-O-M-E-R, customer, right?
So the first word is C for zebra, U for umbrella, 0, O for Oscar, H for Harry, O for Oscar. Is that correct?
It's Z as in Zulu, O as in Oscar, H as in Harry, O as in Oscar, right? Okay. Now, madam, now you need to give a click on search. And what are the options you can see over there? Like, what are coming up?
QuickBook accounts, customers accounts. Oh, you are fraud.
Like, what are the search engine? On the search engine, what are the options you can see? You can see anything in a green color box with a white diamond in it that says customer app Zoho Assist?
Yep.
Can you see that? Customer app Zoho Assist with a green color icon and a blue white diamond in it?
Yeah.
You need to give a tap on that. And below that, there will be an option says install or get. You need to give a tap on it, okay? This will be help you to generate the blocking ID. Right? And do let me know when you can see anything says open or anything like that.
Yeah.
Now give a tap on open. You can see open, right?
So where
Hello?
Are you?
Yeah, you can see open, right?
And where are you from?
Madam, I told you in the first of the call, you have been received this voice message from the eBay, right? And you are speaking to the representative of eBay. We are just trying to help you to block that fraudulent purchase which has been tried to make without your knowledge and authorization, right? And we will be help you to get the blocking ID. You don't need to worry, madam. This call is getting recorded for the training and quality purposes, okay? What exactly can you see right now? You can see open. Hello?
No, I can't install it.
Like, what can you see? What can you see?
It won't open. It wants a password and I can't open it.
Okay, I will be giving you, madam. You don't need to run, right? Just hold on a moment, okay? I'm just going to provide you with the ID, okay? The session key, okay? Can you see anything says enter your key?
No.
Okay, just hold on a moment, madam. I will be just transfer this call to one of my senior executives, right? He will be help you to get the block each and everything. Just hold on.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. Where are you calling from?
Thanks for being on hold, ma'am. This call has been transferred to the senior technician on the floor. This is Peter Wilson.
Yeah, I just want to know what country you're calling from.
Ma'am, we are based at 45 Market Street, New Sydney. We are calling you from the headquarters of the eBay. All right.
Okay.
And at the moment, ma'am, somebody has tried to buy this online gift card. All right. So we have to block them right now. So first, and I believe you haven't made that order. Am I correct?
Correct.
All right. So no need to be worried, ma'am. We are going to help you out. So what can you see on the mobile screen? Just tell me.
I'll just type it in on the iPad.
So you are doing it on the iPad?
Yeah.
All right. All right. So you just do one thing. You just open up your App Store on the iPad. Open up the App Store. Hmm? Do you know about the App Store, ma'am?
Yeah, I've got it.
And now just once you're onto the App Store, do you see any option like search over there in the right hand side down bottom corner?
Yeah, I've got the app up to customer app.
Alright, and do you see, and what have you searched over there? Can you just read it back to me?
It says customer app, live screen sharing.
Alright, and at the moment, like your iPad is connected with your Wi-Fi?
Yes.
Alright, so you just do one thing. You just give a click on the search panel once again and just erase whatever you have written. Just erase it.
Zoho customer assist.
Yeah, just erase it. Just erase it. And freshly type over the letter A. A as in alpha. Letter A.
For what assist?
Sorry?
What was that? What do you want me to type?
Letter A. A as in Australia, letter A.
Yeah.
Then N as in Nancy, letter N. Sorry?
Yeah.
Have you written N?
Yeah.
Then Y as in yellow, letter Y.
Yeah.
Then D as in Delta, letter D.
D for dog. Or B for Bob.
And then E as an English letter E. And you are doing it, and you are just searching it on your iPhone or on your iPad, ma'am?
iPad.
Alright. And what have you written over there? Just read it back to me.
A-N-Y-D-E.
Then S for sugar, letter S.
Yeah.
Then K as in kilo, letter K. And now just give a click on search. And now just give a click on search. And now what results come up, ma'am?
Grammar. English grammar.
Sorry? Hello?
Yeah, it just says English grammar. Grammarly K, English grammar, whether you're typing a quick email or what.
You are searching it on the App Store?
Well, first of all, I can't get into the app unless I get a password, so I'm just going to ring the bank first and get back to you. Okay?
For your own device password, you have to ring the bank. Do you think it's a joke?
No, but I'll ring the bank and cancel the eBay. You cancel them. You cancel.
Ma'am, we won't able to cancel it from our end. Then we have to charge that amount. On that time, we won't able to do anything. Because we have already warned you about this. This is
right.
Right now.
Let's start again, okay?
Sorry?
First, I have to just start again. We have to get in customer assist, right? We have to get that app.
No, you don't have to get that app. What can you see on the screen? Just tell me. Are you on to the App Store?
Yes.
All right. So do you see any search panel over there? Do you see anything like search?
Yes.
Then give a click on search.
And what am I searching for? Soho customer assist?
No, just erase it. Just erase it. Make that panel empty. Just erase it.
Okay.
And type over there any desk.
Any desk. Any desk remote?
Yes, you're right. Just give a click on that any desk remote desktop. Then give a click on get. Do you see any option get? A blue color option.
Yes, any desk remote.
Yeah, just give a click on get. And now it's downloading or it's asking for the Apple ID password. Hello?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for it to open.
All right. And once this option open, do let me know. And you are the
it
only
says to enter a remote address.
And do you see a can this number come up?
Yes.
All right. Just be handy with a pen and paper and note down this number. First of all, just note down the number. I just tell you, just confirm me that number once, ma'am. Just verify me that ID. Hello?
Yes. What do
yeah,
you
just
want?
Tell me that, just tell me that number which you can see. Just tell me that number. Do you see your ID? Hello?
Yeah, I see my address, but I don't see yours.
Yeah. No, just tell me the number which you can see. Tell me that number, that 9-digit number, just tell me that.
I can't because I don't trust you.
What makes you concerned about him? We are trying to help you out and we are calling you from the eBay, and eBay not an XYZ company. We are trying to help you out to block those hackers. Otherwise, if you won't bear with us, the amount will be charged, and then if those hackers do anything wrong,
what you're
you
saying
will go behind
people
the bar.
Have my account number, right?
They have got the access onto the details. Then only they are able to pay for the online gift card doing illegal things. So please bear with me. I'm going to show you each and everything. All right. But first of all, tell me the number so that activate the code.
852.
Sorry, just tell me slowly. It's 852. Hello?
Yeah, 211.
Then?
039.
It's 8522111039. Am I correct?
852211.
It's 8522111039.
Yeah.
Just confirm me the number from your end. Once again, just confirm me the number. It's 852 then?
Yeah. 852.
Then after that?
Isn't it 2 something or 11?
And now what we are going to do, we are going to activate this code. Alright, so you might get to see a fake security warning on the page. So no need to be worried about that. Alright, it's for distracting those overseas hackers. Just tell me the numbers once again. Just tell me the number slowly and tell me the right number. Don't humble it.
8522111039.
That's right. It's 8522111039. Am I correct?
Correct.
Just tell me the number once again.
No, I've told it 4 times already. Okay.
You are telling me the wrong number. We will charge that amount. Then on that time you won't able to blame us. All right. Do you think it's a joke? Then it's gonna be a joke. You will be charged and you will go behind the bar.
Yeah, well, then right. You will be permanently taking money then, because
we
everything's
are not trying to take
connected.
The money, ma'am. Just wait. If we are trying to take the money out, we can easily do it. But we are not taking any money from you. We are trying to block those hackers. For that, we will need your cooperation. All right. So just tell me that number.
I told you the number 5 times already. But you keep insisting that I haven't told
all
you,
right, you just,
and you're starting
you
to make me worry and stress.
You just do one thing. Do you see anything like inter remote address? I'm going to provide you your
yes, I told you
ID.
That.
Yeah,
yes,
I'm
told
going to provide
that.
You the ID. Just wait. Just put the ID over there in the just beneath. It is written enter remote address. Just type over there 911.
What's your number then? It's jewelry, mate. Yes.
Do you see anything like, yeah, have you written 911?
Yes.
Then 586?
Yes.
Then 388?
Right.
And now do you see a red color arrow over there? Just give a click on that red arrow.
911-586-388.
Yeah, and now just give a click on the red arrow.
No, there's no red arrow. It's only gray.
And now do you see anything like okay or anything like that? Or any red off? And now just white. Just white. And now you just do one thing, ma'am. You just white. Alright, just white. And the all right. And now, ma'am, what we are going to do? Do you see the 9-digit number once again? All right, just wait.
It says it's all rejected.
All right. And now you will get to see the security warning on the page. It's for distracting those hackers. All right. So in the bottom, you will get to see two check boxes over there. I am aware of this risk. I don't show this message again. Give a tick mark on the blank checkbox, then give a click on accept. Have you clicked on the checkboxes, ma'am? Hello?